Valley Sounds.
Hey there, I'm Ken, and I am the lead singer and guitarist.
Hello, I'm Andrew. I am rhythm guitarist and backup vocals.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm the bass player and vocalist. And
together we are
Foot Pound Force.
Brandon and I were just goofing off, and we didn't really have a name.
Metric Pound Force was taken.
Yeah. Newton meter didn't sound as good. But honestly, it started because Matt and Brandon and I would just have just sessions where we would get together and it would be stream of consciousness, rap battle lyrics, just come up with whatever we come up with in our sessions. And there was no set list. There was no songs. Every time we got together, it was just random stuff. And several of our early songs were written that way. And Brandon started a server to store all the recordings, and he named the server Foot Pound Force Music.
The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made.
And that's how it started. And Brandon named the band, basically, because of that. And when we had our first show in 2009, we made a mission patch for it. And that was our first logo. And so Foot Pound Force was on that, and the rest, as we say, is history. We're mostly a band of engineers, so... three engineers and an IT guy.
This first song is called Press Start to Begin. I wrote it a long time ago. It actually very slightly predates my joining of the band, but I didn't really have any ideas for it, so I actually brought it along with me into the band in 2015. Not the start of the band. I am the second lead singer of the band. So I brought in Press Start to Begin. It is... something that just is a little rock and kind of has a little ska in the choruses, and it's just something I write. I just never stop writing songs, and anything that happens to be halfway good, we play in the band. So this is Press Start to Begin by Foot Pound Force on Valley Sounds.
Trembling hand to put a quarter down. Why are you here? Where are your friends in the small town? I have never seen anyone so alone. Now it's about time to put up your phone. Press start to begin. Press start to begin. Press start to begin. Press start to begin.
Press start to begin. Press start to begin. Press start.
was Them Damn Dogs with I Don't Want to Know Right Now. They are a fun band. I really like watching them play and hearing them. I know personally a couple members of the band. Olsa Lieber is a great bass player and a really good welder. And Jerome is a great music teacher and a great guitar player. But really love listening to their stuff. Foot Pound Force was started by myself and our drummer Brandon Whitworth back in 2007, actually. We played at a house party, but Brandon and I, as well as Ken, we've known each other for 30 years because we met in the dorms here at UAH back then. And we, Ken and I played in a band in the late 90s called Karma Parade, and we did a lot of crazy stuff back then, a lot of original music, and Brandon was doing other things. And you know, Brandon recruited me to be in the band in 2007, and we got together with a guy named Matt Barron to be the lead singer and songwriter, and we were in that iteration until 2014. And then we met Ken. Well, we met Ken. We recruited Ken after Matt moved away.
Right. At the time, just before I joined Foot Pound Force, I was in a 60s cover band called Psychedelic Raspberry, and that was a very fun band, just playing 60s, and my dad and their dads and everyone's dads came to the shows, and they were great. But after that ended, I was drifting musically for about a year, and that's when Dave and Brandon recruited me.
And then in 2019, we were playing a show at the Huntsville Comic and Pop Culture Expo, and which is a comic con that happens every year. Great thing. And we opened for a band of Transformers called the Cybertronic Spree, and in the audience was a great man who wanted to play guitar for us, and that's.
I totally didn't stalk them to join the band. Yeah, I heard them play. That was a great show. Introduced myself, and I just started learning to play guitar and didn't even consider being in a band whatsoever. And approached them, and they're like, "Hey, we're looking for a rhythm guitarist." And I was like, "Thanks, but I'm not ready for that." But thought about it for a week or so, found the next show they were playing, went and saw them there, and was like, "About that rhythm guitar gig." And the rest is history.
Yeah, here's our song list. Here's the recordings of all of our live shows that we got for you, and our last album. And here, can you learn these songs in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I did it in two.
Yeah, and then you were playing a gig. I remember you were on stage with us for your first show at Voodoo Lounge, and we've had a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it's been a great time.
Back in those days before COVID, we were playing up to 30 shows a year, but we had to dial back because of different things happening. But we're still trying to put it out when we can.
The largest accomplishment we probably had is playing on stage with Cybertronic Spree when they came down here to Huntsville. We did open for them in 2019, and then they came back. Both times they played the Huntsville Comic and Pop Culture Expo, which is just the largest convention in Huntsville right now. So we opened for them in 2019, then we played again with them in 22.
But they had a last-minute COVID-driven a lineup change, and only three members were able to make it to the show. And so they had to retool at the last second, and they did kind of a DJ thing. But then we got on stage to do the Ghostbusters theme song with them at the end of the show, and that was amazing.
Yeah, they asked us to because they really wanted a full band backing that they didn't have for the rest of the show, and we learned Ghostbusters in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then just jumped on stage with them, and playing with them was amazing.
But I say some of my other proudest accomplishments is we've managed to play it at Dragon Con almost every year we've went. So we didn't get in this year, but that's okay because we're still going to go and have fun. But the what a great show that is in Atlanta. And the Dragon Con Filk music track has been really good to us. And one of my proudest accomplishments is playing a show there and looking up, and in the front row of the audience is one of my favorite science fiction authors, Larry Niven, watching us play. So that to me was like this is feather in the cap.
How can we not say our greatest accomplishment is not being on Valley Sounds?
Oh, yes.
Thank you for putting us in place, Andrew. as you so often do.
Thank you. That was great.
One night I was hanging out at the Voodoo Lounge at an open mic night, and this young woman got on stage, and she just blew me away with her performance. I'd never heard of her before. She was just fresh on the scene. Had no idea that she was a contestant on American Idol and made it really high into the categories. I just knew that this girl was just amazing on stage. And it took a few months for me to see her again, but then I knew her name. This is the Wanda Band with Lazy Susan.
Forever.
And that was Foot Pound Force with Level 12 on Valley Sounds.
It's our very first commission. We were approached by a local video game designer to make a song for a soundtrack for his game, and it is it is available on Steam. It's from Ionized Games. It's called The Backrooms. You can go and download it from Steam and Ionized Games and Level 12. I don't know. Ken wrote the song.
Yes. Level 12 is actually our first metal song. Normally we do just a classic rock feel and some country and some Americana, but this time he actually wanted something straight metal, which we did, and it's different. It's different than what we normally do, and it actually took some time to get into it. It's a longer song that's comprised of several different parts, and what they did in the video game is that they would take the parts of the song and put them different places in the video game, and then in one place they put it all together. But then, of course, we put everything all together to release or to eventually release as a very long single. Okay, this next song of ours is called Cosmic. It's one that I wrote a few years back. It's about Marvel Comics, strangely enough. And also, this is the only song that we have that has a music video. We actually created a music video just out of, you know, off of our iPhones, and we got permission to film at Haven Comics in Madison. Josh, one of the owners of Haven, he's a good friend of mine, and we have that up on YouTube. So if you just look up Foot Pound Force Cosmic, and you can watch the music video for this. So here is Foot Pound Force, that's us, with Cosmic.
Give me shields. 'Cause Superman is not in this world. Superman is not in this world. That's the solved the trolley problem. Now I can drink and ride around in peace. But no driver protection algorithm could ever really prepare me. My truck done left me just like my old lady. Are you in it? OFT, that's what it did to me. My truck done left me just like my old lady in the parking lot of a shuttered old Kmart. Lots of gadgets too. Tesla's got a real mean battery. Waiting on old man Bezos to bring that Amazon drone delivery. Sit in my rocking chair, shotgun in the air, waiting while Prime invades my sky. Just like shooting little clay pigeons, but if you hit one, you also get a prize. My truck done left me just like my old lady. Are you in it? OFT, that's what it did to me. My truck done left me just like my old lady in the parking lot of a shuttered old Kmart. Elon shaking things up, so they say. Hyperloops and drone ships save the day. But his disruptions won't ever bring her back. This ain't about my dog, my ex, or my pay. With a two-tone paint job and a Linux bed, she used to recalculate just for me. She's on the highway on her own. She's never coming back around for me. My truck done left me just like my old lady. Are you in it? OFT, that's what it did to me. My truck done left me just like my old lady in the parking lot of a shuttered old Kmart. My truck done left me just like my old lady. Are you in it? OFT, that's what it did to me. My truck done left me just like my old lady in the parking lot of a shuttered old Kmart.
That was Foot Pound Force was Self-Driven. So I wrote that song back in 2017 after I saw a meme, and that meme was with the rise of self-driving vehicles, there's going to be a country song about a truck leaving its guy. So 20 minutes after I saw that meme, this song was born. Next up is Jane and the Huntsman with Smothering Me on Valley Sounds.
One, two.
Get a feeling.
like everything you say is smothering me. Take a step back, take a step back. You can't control me, only say you know me. Every little story you tell is right. Heard you change it a thousand times. Take a step back, take a step back. You can't control me, only say you know me. Every little story you tell is right. Heard you change it a thousand times. Take a step back, take a step back.
And tell him not to worry. I'll be coming home as soon as we've kicked Megatron's tail across the galaxy.
We're due, Spike.
That was The Autobots with Who We Is. That was a band that was around from 1995 to 96. They were a bunch of high school guys and girl that got together and made some amazing music together in a short amount of time. Now, other members of that band, the drummer is now the drummer for the Don Osborne Band and several other bands. And the guitar player is my next door neighbor. That's how I really found out about them. But also, my college roommate, almost 30 years ago, was a huge fan of theirs, and that's how I originally heard of them.
And this is Local Orbit with Dragon Con Year One on Valley Sounds.
Dress me up for my year one. Then I found Jesus, watched him.
That was Obed Edom with The Lunar Message here on Valley Sounds.
Obed Edom is a experimental noise band that plays a amazing artistic stage show, and you never know what to expect when they're on stage. Insane.
Or listening to them.
And this is a band Sweatbee featuring the former WLRH station manager Brett Tannehill with Who You Gonna Believe on Valley Sounds.
Thank you.
And that was Thinger with their song Not Today. Great thing about Thinger, the guitarist for Thinger, his name is Mike. He is actually a music producer from his house. And he produced our 2017 album, Stuck in the Gravity Well. A good friend of ours. And he has been a great help to us through the years. So he's Thinger is one of our favorite bands. I go to see them too. And, Thinger, wonderful, wonderful band, and Mike, wonderful guy.
And this is the Don Osborne Band with Liza May on Valley Sounds.
Here is our band Foot Pound Force with Internet Famous on Valley Sounds.
We're in it for the glory, out in the the sea of madness, putting out our stories, hoping to find our way. When will be the day where we're big enough for roadies? But those days are long gone, baby. I am internet famous, but between you and me, it don't come for free. So won't you please donate to me? Donate, donate to my Patreon. In the age of self-promotion, you only sell yourself so well. Setting things into motion, only time will tell. You gotta keep grinding, following the muse. The road is ever winding when you are internet famous. But between you and me, it don't come for free. So won't you please donate to me? Donate, donate to my Patreon. Well, we're playing for the weekend, being held down by the man, with good pay and benefits, but we really want the geek end. Entailed, then you can make your fans ask, who is behind the detail? Better stick to the branding and run through the checklist. There's no last man standing if you are internet famous. But between you and me, it don't come for free. So won't you please donate to me? Donate, donate to my Patreon.
We have so many social platforms for you to follow us on. Facebook, Instagram, X, Blue Sky,
Spotify,
Bandcamp. For you to follow us. So just look up Foot Pound Force.
Foot Pound Force and the second autocomplete band. And so so you'll be able to find us that way because we have a unique name.
What's the first autocomplete?
Takes you to the unit of measurement.
We're currently working on recording a new album. No ETA on that release date, but we're really excited about it. And
yeah.
It's been a long summer.
You're listening to Valley Sounds, a production of 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to guest hosts Ken, Andrew, and Dave from the band Foot Pound Force. If you'd like to be a guest host on Valley Sounds and share the local music that you enjoy, then send an email to music@wlrh.org and you may be on a future show. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.